The NHT has a build on own land product, or that's the name of the product. Essentially, it's for individuals who have land, and instead of trying to buy something, you want to capitalize on that. So you do construction. The NHT waives the first year payment, no payment, until 1 year after you access that construction loan. So there's a 1 year moratorium, give you enough time to start the work, get the building going before you start making loan payments. A whole year.
So you think you know NHT? Well, guess what? There are a lot of benefits that you can get from the National Housing Trust that you might not even know about. I'm Kalila Reynolds, and welcome to The Property Source, powered by RE/MAX Elite Realty. On today's show, I'll be talking to Dwayne Burbick, the NHT's Assistant General Manager of Corporate Communications and Public Affairs. Hi, Dwayne. It's so good to see you.
Hi, Kalila.
It's been a minute.
It's been a while, but great to be here.
Yeah, I feel like there's always something to talk about with NHT.
Well, why not? I mean, housing is a big ticket item now. NHT is a premier housing institution, and so we're constantly making adjustments to products, to policies that, you know, are aligned with where our customers' needs are, and we try as best as possible to help them on their home ownership journey.
Yeah, and there have been a lot of changes recently, like in the past year.
Definitely.
Before we go into all of that, there are some things that most people don't know about NHT, like some benefits you can get, some opportunities available that are kind of the hidden gems of the NHT. So boss up on the gems now.
All right. Hidden gems. That's a hard one. Hard because we try not to keep anything secret. We try to put the information out there. But little known things. Let me start with this one. Contribution refunds towards deposit. So let me break that one down.
Okay.
You make your NHT.
If it is what it sounds like it is, it sounds good.
It sounds good already. It gets better. So you know you make NHT contributions every year, and they're eligible for refund in the eighth year. So we hold them for 7 years. They're eligible for refund in the eighth year. So this year we're refunding 2016 contributions made in 2016. However, if you're buying a house, the NHT makes those refunds not yet due available ahead of time. So if you're buying a house today, we would make 17. You already earned 16. It's due for refund. So we'd make 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, up to 5 years available to you ahead of time to offset some of the costs associated with the house.
Up to 5 years of the refund?
5 years of contributions not yet due. So we give you them ahead of time, and up to 5 years of those available to you ahead of time to assist with offsetting the deposit, goes towards the deposit, can assist with the legal fees. You know, it's housing. So if you're buying a house, there's going to be valuation report, surveyor's ID report. If you're doing construction, you know, property tax has to be up to date. But it assists with generally all those housing related expenses, whether you're buying or you're doing construction. So that's a good one that people should know about. Contribution refunds towards deposit.
Yeah, contribution refunds not yet due even.
Exactly. We made them available ahead of time. So that's a big one. What's another one I can pull on real quick? We have as well our grants and subsidies. So grants for our low income earners. We have home grant. So if you're earning between minimum wage and $15,000 weekly, you've contributed to the NHT for 7 years. The NHT makes a grant of up to $3.5 million available to you when you're buying or building a house.
Really?
Yes.
So then that's in addition to what you can also borrow.
Definitely. And I'm glad you said that, because people ask all the time, can I just get the grant? And they're like, no, the grant really is to top up the loan amount. So whatever is your loan allocation, the NHT gives you $3.5 million. And you don't have to pay back that part of it. As it suggests, it's a grant. We also have disability grants. So up to $300,000 per person as a grant that can assist with making the space a little bit more comfortable for the person with a disability. So whether you want to put in ramps, put in rails, if people who are using wheelchairs, you need your light switches, you know, lowered a little bit, put them within reach. The NHT makes a grant available, and you don't have to be the individual with a disability to access the grant. If there's someone in your household who has that disability, the NHT will still make the grant available to you. Of course, it has to go towards the benefit of the person who has a disability. So you can't take the grant and buy a fridge. You can't take the disability grant and buy a stove.
So do you check, like, how do you know?
Definitely we do. In addition to getting the necessary estimates for the work to be done, there's follow-up as well thereafter to ensure that it is actually done.
Want me to continue? Are you getting options?
Sure, no, give me another one. Keep them coming.
All right, let's keep them coming. Construction. The NHT has a build on own land product. That's the name of the product. Essentially, it's for individuals who have land, and instead of trying to buy something, you want to capitalize on that. So you do construction. The NHT waives the first year payment, no payment, until 1 year after you access that construction loan. So there's a 1 year moratorium, give you enough time to start the work, get the building going before you start making loan payments.
A whole year. That's if you own the land.
Yes, if you own the land, you're doing construction. Once you're accessing that product, I wouldn't want to restrict it to if you own the land, because there's provision in place that if it is the land is not yours, but you have legal permission to build on the land, then of course.
So basically anybody building.
Anybody doing building, right. So it's anybody who's accessing that particular product.
You have a full year moratorium.
A full year moratorium.
You have to start repaying.
That's
but,
right.
All right, so this brings me to some of the new changes with NHT in the past year, because that moratorium, would that only be for the NHT portion though?
Yes, for the NHT portion. For now though, and let me not preempt where you're going, but for now though, the construction product is offered in-house by the NHT. We haven't started extending it through our mortgage partners just yet. We're still finalizing the arrangements to make that facility available through our network of mortgage providers.
Right. And so that's the big change in the past year, that you have to go through that network of mortgage providers now, right?
In some circumstances. So we're talking about our external financing mortgage program. Not new in terms of joint finance mortgage to the NHT. The NHT has always had this relationship with banks and other mortgage providers where you're able to access your NHT loan benefit through those partners. Save you the time of having to come into the NHT, saving you having to make two loan applications, saving you having to make two loan payments at the end of the month. You just make one payment to the partner, and we on the back end work out who is supposed to get what. So the change with that,
the bank remits to us,
right? So the change within the last year is that we've now introduced an income threshold for joint finance mortgage arrangements. So once you earn more than $30,000 per week, we ask that you access your NHT benefit through one of those
institutions,
mortgage providers. And that's deliberate, because the greatest need as it relates to housing right now is for that more affordable segment of the market. Individuals earning between minimum wage and $30,000 per week, as defined by us NHT as our more affordable market. So it allows, it frees up the NHT's resources to do more activity in that market. So we're able to, many of those individuals are relying on the NHT and the NHT only based on their income. They don't have the flexibility of, you know, necessarily open market arrangements as it relates to housing. So the NHT is now able to put the resources that it would have usually used for financing into the construction product. And our big target is 43,000 housing starts over the next few years. And so that group, that minimum wage to $30,000 per week, this is one of the ways NHT is now rearranging not just the business, but the resources to focus more on that group, which, you know, has the greatest need for NHT at this time. 30,000 and above, based on those incomes, truth is, majority of those individuals would be going, you know, would be seeking additional financing, right, and would be joining with a bank anyway. But at least from a business position, it's a greater arrangement, especially as it relates to resources, to focus more effort on the low-income market.
Ah, so you can still go directly through NHT, but only under $30,000
per week. And I'll say to Kalila, if you're $30,000 and above, and let's say you go to your mortgage provider of choice, and for whatever reason, the mortgage provider says, you know, we're not able to facilitate this loan, come back to us.
We will process it, even if you're $30,000 and above, because at the end of the day, we're assisting people with their home ownership goals. So if for whatever reason you're not able to access it through your mortgage provider, just come back to us and we'll work it out for you.
Okay. All right. Well, it makes sense.
Yes.
Now that you explain it that way, it makes sense.
I know it got lost in the change. People don't like change. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the message perhaps a lot of people were here is, no, I can't go to NHT
exactly
anymore.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's the reality of it.
Exactly. Now, you mentioned something interesting. The aim is for, you said 48,000 housing starts?
43,000.
43,000. Yes. In what period of time?
It's a 5-year period. Truth is, we've been hit by COVID. And so I like to just say in the medium term. Mm. There are some projects that would have started pre-COVID, but because of the impact of the pandemic over those 3 years, those projects would have been put on hold for various reasons. Challenges as it relates to probably labor, challenges as it relates to some of the building partners that we were, you know, achieving some of these projects along with. And so don't want to use the old timeline, but keep it relevant still. It's in the medium term that we're working on those 43,000.
Well, I ask because
starts.
We know there is the demand.
That's not a problem.
What's the price range? Primarily, I know you work with different price ranges.
Mm-hmm. The aim for the NHT really, as I mentioned, through the NHT construction products, meaning the scheme product, is especially for that zero to minimum wage to $30,000 per week. Hard to put a price on what the actual units will come out at. But I know, based on our data, we know that there are some targets that we're looking at, you know, some 8 million, some 9, some 11, thereabout. Naturally, some will vary from project to project. No two projects are the same. But we at least go in with a target in mind that we're keeping it within that 12 million or less affordability range as best as possible. But I do say to, even if it's above, don't worry, the NHT has other financing arrangements that can help to bridge that gap as well.
But when these houses come out there, you know, the affordable houses, I feel like you're winning a lottery if you get one in there, because they're hard to get. The demand is so great that as soon as you guys announce it, it's gone, basically.
True. And you would know that there has been, over the last 5 years, some significant changes as it relates to the real estate market. One of them being the cost of construction has gone up. And as a result, the price of the end product, the actual house at the end of the day, has also gone up. And the NHT... something we've observed, that we've seen a significant increase in terms of the applications for NHT products. Usually it's a 1-4 ratio or thereabout. For every one house, we have, you know, 4 people apply. I can't even tell you what it is like now, but it's far higher than that, which is why we developed this medium-term housing program of the 43,000 housing starts, because we do realize that there's a greater demand, there's a greater need, and not just demand and need overall, but at a particular price as well. And as the largest in the construction business, the NHT has to respond. And so that's what we're working on.
So how do you get an NHT house? Like, how do you qualify? Is it a waiting list? How does this work?
No, it varies from project to project, meaning there are some projects that will have greater demand based on parish and all of that than others. But generally, once you've been making NHT contributions for a year, you're eligible for any of our benefits. 1 year, and it doesn't have to be one consistent year, it can be broken. But once you pass 1 year, you're eligible for it. When it comes to schemes though, the NHT has what we call our Priority Index Entitlement System, PIE, which is the method through which NHT distributes the scheme houses, mm-hmm. let's call them that, or land as the case may be. And it takes into account a certain number of things. It takes into account how long you've been contributing to the NHT. It takes into account as well income, of course, and it takes into account your proximity to the development. Do you live or work in the parish, essentially? And so when individuals make applications, the applications are assessed by our online application system, and it ranks individuals according to those, and it assigns a certain number of points based off years of contributions, based off income, and then it ranks the individuals accordingly. So that's the method through which we use to select individuals. I know people don't particularly like it, because on the surface of it, and in reality, it favors the individual who's been contributing to the NHT longest, mm-hmm. because greater number of points would be assigned based off your years of contribution. What we do to balance that is to have certain allocations for certain categories of individuals to ensure that we're kind of stretching the benefit.
Yeah, can you have like young people, for example, want definitely. Housing?
So in any NHT development, there are reservations for young adults, 35 and below. NHT reserves a percentage of units up to 10%. We reserve for persons with disabilities, and we reserve for public sector workers. Mm. So in any development, we make those reservations. But the truth is, Khalilah, even within those reservations, there's still a great amount of demand for NHT.
So when I apply, is it when you put out the notice for a new scheme, that's the point when I apply, or can I just be on a general waiting list that whenever something drop, you can call me?
I know our marketing and sales team, they're on the ground with the contributors. They develop over time their lists for engagement. And so naturally, if there's a development in your parish, you might get a notification that, hey, this development is coming up. Applications are open X date. They close Y date. But no, there's no priority list to go on before. And there's no early application. You apply when the NHT says applications open. And, you know, when they close, you apply within that window, which is why it's hard. Sometimes people ask me how many points I need to have to get an NHT mm-hmm. house. I don't know. It's going to be based on who applies at the end of the day. And, you know, in certain parishes like St. Catherine, at Kingston and St. Andrew, where by virtue of just population density, you know, you're going to have more people applying there than, you know, in a St. Anne, a Trelawney, right. or somewhere else.
What yeah. parts of the country are you prioritizing right now?
You know, demand is everywhere. Yeah. And we're everywhere, with the exception of perhaps Portland. Portland is probably the only parish we do not have active construction currently. But we're prioritizing everywhere, really. It comes down to where the NHT has available land, one. And it comes down to where we're doing joint venture projects or working with developers. It comes down to where those are as well. But we're maintaining a presence in every parish. As
every parish. All yeah. right. Good. I also understand, going back to the hidden gems that we started with, yes. that you can also get a solar loan through NHT.
Definitely. So the NHT has two solar products. I hear my team in my head say it's one, really, but I'll explain in a little bit. So for solar panels, the NHT allows you to use your home improvement loan towards that purpose. So if you're a homeowner, didn't buy that home with the help of the NHT any at all, the NHT makes up to $3.5 million available to assist with some improvement activity on that house. So that's where many people use their use that loan to buy their solar panels. Mm-hmm.
Is it the same interest rate as when you're borrowing for a house?
It's the same interest rate that would apply. So range from zero to a high of 5%. And I think you have up to 20 years to repay. Okay. If you got help to buy the first property or your property through the NHT, then it is 10 years after for public sector workers, 15 years for everybody else, where you can now access that home improvement product. And so again, you, one of the purposes you can use it for is solar panels as well. NHT, however, has a solar water heater product where you can access up to $250,000, 5-year tenure. And I think the interest rate, this one beating me bad. But it's a nominal interest rate.
Yeah, it's within that 0 to 5.
Somewhere within that 0 to 5 range that you can also access at any given time as well.
That's two things. Our team says one. Water heater and panels is not the same thing.
Right. No, because panels is really home improvement.
Right.
It's just a purpose you can use a home improvement for. If you want to expand your kitchen, you want to make changes to your bathroom, you can always use it for that. So it's not a specific product for solar, that one.
That's
why I said one.
Got it. When you're applying for NHT loan, do you have to do like a whole sit-down interview process?
Yes, but we've made some changes to our loan origination process where, you know, many times you come in with the paperwork and then you come in one next time and you come in one next time and you're tired of making those trips to your mortgage institution. So we've moved at least the majority of the process online. So you can register through our NHT online portal. You get your eligibility letter there. It's a whole integrated process. You get your eligibility letter there. From the online portal, you can share that eligibility letter with your realtor as well. One of the good things that we now have. And I know that's a major improvement because realtors used to tell individuals, well, I want to know you're serious. Show me that eligibility letter. Show me, you know, what your affordability is like, and then we can go shopping.
Right.
So we're looking for something that's within your range. And I know sometimes when, you know, they come to NHT, NHT used to ask, okay, so where's the house that you want to buy? You know, so it felt a little frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've simplified that process by allowing you to just log into NHT online. You can generate that eligibility letter in seconds. You can share it with your realtor. You can share it with your mortgage institution as well. And so your mortgage institution can pull out on the back end an eligibility letter or pre-approval letter that now has not just your portion that the bank will lend you, but it accounts for the NHT portion as well. So within NHT online, that's step one. Within NHT online now, you can actually start the loan process. So you can start submitting documents as well within that portal. And so we also your valuation report, surveyor's ID report, the sale agreement, everything you can upload in NHT online. And once those documents are accepted by your loan officer, ticked off as, you know, you meet the checklist, everything is complete, then you come in for your loan interview. So we've reduced this back and forth of going between NHT.
You actually have to come in physically?
Yes. And we scratched our heads and we checked to see how we can, you know, work around that one. But a legal requirement is that you must at least physically be able to
sign
those loan documents. So we've reduced it to seeing you just once.
But I can sign where I am, have a JP witnesses and mail you the documents.
Yeah, man. But definitely that requires some changes as it relates to legislation. So we work with the legislation, what it requires. It requires that you must physically come in and sign for now.
Okay.
We see how we can work around that. I know individuals overseas have that concern as well. They say, okay, but I'm overseas. I can't just jump on a plane and just come. So
I was just about to ask about them. So if you live overseas, Can you still access your NHT?
Still access your NHT benefits. You can contribute from overseas.
You can contribute from overseas too?
Yes, if you're working overseas, you can contribute to the NHT as a self-employed individual. If you've migrated and you've changed status, meaning that you're a permanent resident or, you know, a citizen, you can also contribute to the NHT, this time, however, as a voluntary contributor. And so you can maintain those NHT contributions and still access your benefit just the same when you're ready. So in those instances where if you're overseas and looking to access your NHT loan, you can appoint someone as a what's the legal term? Some kind of proxy. I'm going to use that term for now. But you can indicate who can come in and do the signing on your behalf. But in terms of the interviews, etc., we can still facilitate that via Zoom. But we would ask that you, you know, use the necessary power of attorney to appoint someone to come in and do the signing for you. Or we can do as much as we can. And when you can come down, if it's not time sensitive, then you come in and sign.
Yeah, interesting. I'm glad that NHT is modernizing. I can do a lot of stuff online now. Yes. that you couldn't do before. Anything else you want to add, Dwayne?
Just a general a reminder or encouragement to individuals in the space that research. The NHT is there to help you. And I know sometimes people go, they just want to jump in the process. They just want to become a homeowner. I always say it doesn't happen overnight. It starts with research. And so we've spoken about some of the benefits that the NHT has. There are a whole lot more. And that's why research is important, because no two individuals are the same.
Right.
A mortgage is personal. So the benefits that you will get, Kalila, may differ from the benefits I will get. Even if on the surface, it appears that, you know, we're in the same position. So I always tell people, check for yourself what you can get from NHT for yourself. Don't use somebody else's experience. Do the research yourself and you'll be surprised you're much closer towards that homeownership goal than you think you are.
Awesome. Thank you, Dwayne.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure.
That's it for this episode of The Property Source, powered by RE/MAX Elite Realty. Follow RE/MAX Elite Realty all over social media. And remember to like this video and share with your friends. Also subscribe to this channel to keep up with all things real estate. I'm Kalila Reynolds. Let's get this money.
Let's get this money.